Okay, that takes care of all the regular business. Let's go back. We have one under advisement. And that is case number 9977. And that one is on the NextGen Energy. This is on in reference to special exception for the windmill.
Have a good day.
Mr. Burrell, a question from the point. This one here, we have two that's under old business that are, you've heard the same, pretty much the same testimony. Can we?
Well, they were all kind of, they were different. I think you got to take them separate. As I recall from last week, there were a lot of objectors to one, even though they were in the neighborhood of the next one. So you probably ought to deal with
it. Just eat, okay.
I think the presentations, the testimony you took from the applicant can be, it was pretty much the same for all of them.
Okay.
But you do need to consider them separately because the objections were different in each one.
All right, that was a question. Thank you, Mr. Burrell. Okay. Hey, gentlemen, on this one, we had 13 people here in favor, and we had one opposed, and the gentleman's opposition was, one was the wildlife, he was concerned with that, and the structure of the windmill itself. I do believe that the applicant, they came back and they addressed those concerns. So,
personally, I don't see where either the applicant or the opposition was convincing in that it would or would not substantially affect uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue. I mean, we heard a lot of merit as to the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, as I told the gentleman, I don't disagree with that.
Right.
But as far as the issue that of our concern is, you know, will it affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties? And what we heard from the opposition was he personally, you know, I think felt it would. He didn't basically want to see it. You know, the use of the property, I wasn't convinced that it would adversely affect the use of adjacent properties. But I don't know that the applicant proved that it wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think that, you mean the one, the gentleman in opposition.
Either way, I don't,
his was wildlife and the structure of it.
I don't think that he proved that it would affect adversely.
Of his properties, whatever.
But by the same token, I don't think the applicant proved that it wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, they offered a fact sheet from a windmill association,
mm-hmm,
that would suggest in other parts of the country it hasn't affected adversely the uses of neighboring or adjacent properties.
Right.
But
I think so. The issue that was raised on that was that these being the first ones, how could he really, I'm having supporting documentation, or how could they even relate to it? But it would have a substantial adverse effect.
Well,
I mean, how would you,
if
you
recall,
you
with cell phone towers, you know, we hear professional witnesses,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, suggest either side that it will or won't have an adverse effect. You know,
mm-hmm,
I don't think that the applicant came understood the question here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that will it affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties? He was, you know. So it was kind of a moot point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. McCabe, how do you feel? I'm sorry?
I wasn't here.
No, this case.
I'm the one here tonight, the earlier one.
This
not the
here.
The other two,
oh, yeah.
The one tonight.
I thought we were talking about the
I went back to put this one up first because you wasn't on those other two.
No, I'm in favor of it.
You're in favor of it. Okay. Mr. Workman?
I'm in favor of it. I don't say, against birds and everything else. I mean, there are windmills up. must be this first one in Delaware, I guess. But I think we need to try at it, and I think to prove the point, I think we do need that thing. You know, so I don't have any objection with it.
Okay.
I did look at the site today.
You got to look at the site.
And where we're going to put it, I mean, it is putting it in the back, out of the way. So, you know, you're trying to do a job to get it out of the way, so it's not that noticeable, and it's, I don't think that bad. It's
not okay. Bad. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
Well, I was considering what Mr. Mills just said, and I'm not sure with no history in Delaware or Sussex County especially, how they would prove. I'm trying to think how that could be done, and I'm not sure that it can. And having looked at the site and the inconspicuous place they are attempting to put it, I don't think it, in my opinion, would adversely affect the neighboring property. So I think I'm in favor of it in this case.
Okay. And Mr. Mills, again?
Based on the drawings that were presented tonight, personally, I don't see where it's any different than a TV tower with a large antenna on it as far as what adverse effect or what effect it would have on neighboring or adjacent properties.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal opinion. It's not, you know, it's not what I heard tonight as far as proof for or against.
Mm-hmm.
So given that, I don't see where it would adversely affect uses of neighboring or adjacent properties.
So you'd be
on this particular lot.
All right. Okay. Well, I polled the board. If there's any further discussion, are we ready to vote, or do we want to have further discussion or table it? Or
I'm ready to vote.
You ready to vote? Okay. Were you ready to vote?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then chair will entertain a motion on case number 9977.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 9977. It's a minor variance for relief, and I don't think it will alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Second. Not a variance. It's a special use exception.
Exception.
Sorry. So you don't see that it'll adversely affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Yeah. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9977. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign, and I'm going to do roll call. Mr. McCabe?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway? Yes. By a vote of 4-1, the case is... Did you say yes?
I said aye.
Aye, okay, I'm sorry. But okay, 5. I beg your pardon.
I was wondering who voted no.
No, you said that a while ago. By the vote of 5-0, the case is approved. Thank you.